Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I still have hope.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Get your ass and get in Florida.
And James Strebel.
Good for you, Jack Harlow. What a bump.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If I'm Louisville and I got 20,000 empty seats, I'm handing the tickets out to Little Leagues. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to churches. I'm finding
Louisville loyalist
pockets.
That's tough, though. What if you're a season ticket holder and you paid for your tickets and you're just going to be like, giving these tickets away? That's always a tough line.
Can you give them to the military? Can you give them to first responders? Can you give them to the Louisville Police Department?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack. Oh, goodness. All right, well, we made it through Monday. We reacted with you, and now it's Tuesday, and it's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7 ESPN Louisville.com. We're at the home studio. We got a little day baseball on today. Jackie Grossman, I know you like me. Say hello, Jack. Get your sounder. I know you're excited. Here we go. He's producing today's effort. I'm Andy Sweeney, and we got you for the next 3 hours. James Strebel will be here in short order. Big Greg tells me that everything's okay on Dixie Highway today. I know we worry about that, so he is ready to go, and we're ready to go for the next 3 hours. We have our tuna of The Athletic. We'll talk some college football with him. He wrote about the Red River Shootout. The reason I say that is I struggle with rivalry. It's a difficult word for me. So we'll talk with him.
So Red River Shootout's easier?
Yes.
All right.
For some reason. Yeah.
At least they stopped calling it the Red River Rivalry.
Yeah.
Because,
well, no. I just can't say it. Yeah, no, I thought that's what it was so called. Yeah. I can't even remember. So, but he did that. But obviously he wrote about Kentucky and Will Levis. So we'll get to that as we get you ready. Later on in the 5 o'clock hour, Liam Cohen will have his press conference. And Strebel, you better be happy. I'm treating this like a big time game here. I'm treating this like Kentucky's not going to go down between the hedges. And boy, that's an odd way to say that. And do something with this damn game. By the way, Altuve just got plunked in this game, Grossman, and they scan to the crowd. It's just a bunch of White Sox
nuts.
Fans that are flipping them off, saying F you. It's a bunch. Poor Bozich is there. Ears of Bozich, Bozich don't need to hear an F bomb.
Bozich has got to be flipping it off.
What if they went to the crowd and you saw Bozich just giving the bird to Altuve? That would be great for Bozich.
That'd be great for us.
It would be great for us. It would be great for everybody. We got you for the next 3 hours. Matt Fortuna, Liam Cohen, and we'll get you ready for Kentucky, Georgia. Tons of thoughts, and that's where I'm going to start, is actually with U of L. We'll tie things together. But that sets up the show today. Now, Jack, you know about this, okay? I have a mini surprise for your boy Strebel. But he does not have to accept the prize. I will not be a gift, I should say, not prize. I will not be offended if he doesn't.
I don't think he takes it.
Okay, well, that's totally fine. That's up to him. I will not be offended. I'm just going to offer him something.
I think he should.
And we'll see what he says.
But I don't think he will take it.
Okay, well, we shall see. We'll do that at about 4:30 today. We have that Blankenbaker sound. I mean, that was a dizzying 30 minutes for our guy Blankenbaker today. I mean,
I think Blank may have won the mixtape already.
I think he did. I thought Curran was going to win the mixtape on Sunday they played good for three quarters. I thought that was going to be the winner, but Blank flew in today, and it's only Tuesday, Jack.
Yep, and there's all the Blank Alley stuff from Saturday as well.
Oh, Lord heavens. Lord heavens, you're trying to kill us. Let me start here. At some point today, when Strebel gets here, so Strebel, if you're listening to the show and not KSR podcast, okay, I do want to know what is at stake for Kentucky on Saturday. We will dive into that. Again, it's only Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We got a lot of time to talk about that. I want to compare here at the beginning. I always try to notice if I am seeing a theme, okay, that is going on with any of the fan bases here. And we talked about that yesterday. That was part of my lead. It was, well, Louisville football, this is not who we are, when in fact it is who you are. And it has been that case under Satterfield in the ACC. We had that conversation yesterday. And, Jack, I was really interested. One of the things that percolated and reared its ugly head like a turtle out of its shell, if you will. I'll stop the analogy there. Are Louisville fans who are like comparing right now what is going on at Louisville and demeaning what Mark Stoops is doing at Kentucky, or trying to compare those two? Does that make sense to you at all, what I'm trying to say? That's what I have seen over the last 24 hours.
In terms
hours.
Of people saying you got to give Sat time, you gave Stoops time?
There's that. You gave Stoops time, you got to give Satterfield time. I would say that's a very small percentage, but that is absolutely something that is out there, Jack. No, that's good. That's one way to look at it, but I think that's the smaller percentage, okay? It's more of the Louisville fan that's saying, yeah, well, you know, we don't want it to take our program 6, 7, 8 years. Like, that's why you would think of getting rid of Satterfield, is because, well, you know, I mean, these Kentucky fans over here are talking trash, and it's taken Stoops 7, 8, 9 years. I mean, this is his 9th year, is it not? It's taken him 8, 9 years to have a team that's finally good. And I'm sitting back saying, why would any Louisville fan, that's what I don't understand, use that as an argument? Now, I know Jack Grossman has a hot take later. When do you want to get to this?
Whenever you want.
When do you want to get to your low? I'll let you do this. You want to do it here soon? We'll get
sure.
to this, because you were yelling and screaming around the office. Poor Ennis heard you and everything else. But I'm like, it shows where Louisville is right now with what they think of their football program, that they're trying to relate it at all to Mark Stoops taking many years to get the Kentucky football program turned around, when the very basis of Mark Stoops at Kentucky is there was a time to where we thought, we did shows when I was doing shows with Bob, when I was doing shows with Jason, when we went to the Midday Rush, maybe even earlier, me and Locke, to where it's 2017 and you're like, is this what Mark Stoops is? Is this 7-6? And, I mean, I tell you, you start looking at records, and besides a 2-10, and obviously we know that Mark Stoops took over a much bigger mess than what Satterfield took over. I mean, we know that. I mean, that's inarguable. But I have just been so interested in some of the Louisville fans saying, well, you know, Kentucky, it took them this long. I'm like, since when do Louisville fans relate anything they do to Kentucky? Louisville football fans feel like, because they've won the Orange Bowl, because they've won the Sugar Bowl a couple different times, because they've had, I would say, more stretches, if you will, although definitely not recently, the Heisman, Lamar Jackson. By the way, we can get to my man Lamb here at some point. Diener on Twitter, on Facebook last night. We can get to that at some point. But I'm like, I was just confused by that, because I'm like, you know, when it was back in 2016 and 2017, like before the magical year of 2018 where they won 10 games and Benny Snell and it all aligned and Josh Allen in the team they had. I mean, the point was, Kentucky fans were not sold on Mark Stoops. They were pissed.
pissed at Mark Stoops. They wanted Mark Stoops fired. The goof against Ole Miss. The dead fish game running on the field against Florida. They gave that game away.
Blowing leads against Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember back, oh, and I need to pull this up. Well, here's what I did also. I got this new OS for my iPad, and it reset all my tabs, so all my tabs that I had saved aren't saved. And the only bad thing is I didn't notice that until 302, Jack. But if you go back, I mean, what year was it? Was it... what year did they? 2017. I mean, didn't they fall down the stretch in that game? If I'm not, or that season just lost out to a bunch of teams, including getting blown out by Louisville. Like, make no mistake about it.
Yeah, that was 2017.
Yeah, but Mark Stoops. Listen, he needed 2018. If Mark Stoops in 2018 went 7-6. I mean, the number one, they don't look like they do today, right? And number two, the conversation around him is totally different. So we need to remember back. Mark Stoops had 2013, and I would even say 2014, where he was given a pass. But in 2015, he goes 5-7. He wins two games in the SEC. Without looking, I can tell you, one of those is going to be what? Vanderbilt and the other one, South Carolina? It's going to be something like that. Then 7-6. 7-6. I mean, let's not act like we weren't doing fire Mark Stoops shows. So I don't know if you want to go down that road. There's just some revisionist history that Kentucky has. I know I'm all over the place. There's revisionist history that Kentucky has put up with a bunch of crud with Mark Stoops to get to this point. And I understand why that's being used against them. But it's also one of those things where you realize we were doing in 2016 and 2017. I mean, Mark Stoops entered 2018 with a team that had expectations that if they didn't meet some sort of expectation, it was going to be a problem. It was a fork in the road type season back then. I don't know when Sat gets that. I will say this, 437-9680. And Jack, I want you to think about this. Besides me not seeing the comparison between Stoops and Satterfield, I have some numbers on that, what they took over and everything else. It's tough saying this, but this is my belief in how difficult and how fickle being good in college football can be. Right now, if this season does not make a big turnaround... And to me, a big turnaround would be, of course, winning Duke and Syracuse. It would be beating Boston College. It would be in between Kentucky, Clemson, and NC State, winning one of those games and being very competitive in the other games. And that would be going to a bowl. That would be me seeing young players. You're going to have to sell me on something here. I don't believe that's going to happen. Right now, I am more worried about Louisville football than I am Louisville basketball. And I ran that take by a couple buddies, and some agreed and some did not agree. And the reason I say that is Louisville basketball might be facing 2 years not in the NCAA tournament. Like, I don't even know how Chris Mack can get a recruit right now. And like Rodney Rice didn't commit. I'm like, well, yeah, look what's going on. Of course, what does Virginia Tech do in the tournament? What did they do last year, Jack? Did they make the
they made a Sweet 16 2 years ago.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, that was with Buzz Williams.
That was a different coach, right?
Yeah, that was with Buzz Williams. But I like the
Where'd Buzz go? A&M,
yeah,
right?
Let
me just finish this thought real quick. I'm just a little bit more worried because what it takes when you're someone like Louisville to build a football team that can be competitive at the highest level. And again, we're not talking Alabama and what used to be Clemson and Ohio State. Okay, I'm talking more of a 9-3. You can jump up there, not having to worry about 6-7 win seasons again for this program. Okay, taking a step up. We'll see if Kentucky ultimately can do it. Okay, but with Louisville, that was the conversation yesterday.
here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057 is you now, there is a decision that is out there. And it's going to be out there for the media, the fans, Vince Tyree, and everybody else. Are you 6-7 wins, you hope, or are you more than that? And to be a program like Louisville and to be more than that, it is very fickle, which means you have to be smarter, which means you have to find diamonds in the rough. Not everybody can be a walk-on. That means you're going to have to enter a couple big recruiting battles and win those big recruiting battles. It means that you're going out and getting Power 5 talent in the transfer portal. There is free agency. I know Keytrell Clark's worked out. I know Liberty and I know Alcorn State have worked out. But going out and getting some guys that can play on the front seven, that is very difficult. Basketball, you can flip things fast. Basketball, you can get the right guy in. Who knows? Maybe it's still Chris Mack, whatever it may be, and you can win games. We saw Kentucky do that. I mean, the old-timers saw Denny Crum do that. I mean, that has been seen. A guy walks in. Rick Pitino did that last year. Well, I don't know if he did last year. Didn't I want to make some tournaments? I can't remember.
Yeah, they made the NCAA tournament.
Scotty D did it, damn it. How about that?
Pitino did it at Louisville.
Well, I mean, Mike Woodson, the expectation is he's going to make the tournament. Archie couldn't make the tournament. That doesn't mean he's a great coach, but a guy here or there, you can come and you can flip the switch easy. Easy. Easy in basketball. Football's not the case. All right, Strebel's here. Riggs here. Look at you today. You got the pants on again.
They're not so bad, though.
Oh, those
they're
pants. Not,
they're a lot
I
better.
I hate those pants,
I know.
Strebel.
I see your little credential there.
You
for
like that?
Packers. And I got.
Oh, you want to buy it from me?
No, that's all right. I mean, I hear on my way over. Blake.
Well, hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On.
Okay.
You walk in.
I apologize.
You got wrinkled pants. You're sweating already.
Yeah.
You say, oh, look at your credential. No one but me can see that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you want to just dive
I'm
right
sorry.
In.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. Dive right in.
No, all I wanted to say was, at the beginning of the show, I hear the open, and I hear, you know, Blankenmaker giving away tickets to everybody.
We got some sound.
There's
today.
Even more. Okay.
Oh yeah, there's more.
I'm ready, but he's giving them to the first responders,
right?
To the police,
the military,
military,
kids.
What about teachers, nurses, doctors?
Oh.
You know, what about those? I mean, come on, Blank. There's going to be enough tickets for everybody.
Heroes.
Frontline heroes. What about that, Blank?
Because you wouldn't take the tickets.
If we're giving away, I'm not saying for me. No, I'm not taking the tickets.
Why don't you take your family? Your family's all Louisville fans. Your sister's a Louisville fan.
My brother is a Louisville fan. Yeah, my sister's Kentucky.
Oh, she's a Kentucky fan?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
My parents
she's
are Kentucky.
She's still single?
She is.
Oh, goodness.
She's in a big wedding this weekend.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, one of her best friends getting married. Bridesmaid, all that good stuff.
How about that? Are you going to that wedding?
No, I wasn't invited.
Really?
This is okay.
Wow. So what if you're... Never mind.
Okay.
No, is that a hot take right there? You just
No, I don't think so.
It depends on what type of best friend
you have. I know, but I'm 12 years older than them, so it'd be kind of, you know, it's like, I don't.
What are you talking about? It'd be great.
Yeah, well,
it'd be great for you.
It'd be,
so they're like late 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, you would hate to party with them.
No, I'm just saying it would be weird. Like,
it wouldn't be that weird.
It, like, I've met
you could date someone 29, couldn't you?
Well, I'm not, no.
Well, you could.
I could, yeah, I guess, if I were a single man. But, like, I mean, I know this girl.
It's going to be a long show.
I'm just saying, it's like my sister's friend invites me to the wedding. And they're like, I know her, but I don't know her that well where she'd invite me to the wedding. Like, she's
not spending, you know any of the bridesmaids?
Yeah, I know almost all of them.
So it sounds like you just were openly not invited to this wedding.
I understand.
Okay.
Like, I'm not offended by it because it's like, you know, they're not going to spend $20 a plate or however much on me
I'm
and my
sure
wife.
More than $20.
You know, more than that. Yeah. I don't know how much, because I didn't handle any of that during our wedding. My wife and her mother-in-law.
It's probably
did
not
the
$20.
Food. No, however much it is per plate.
Shocking, like, that you didn't do that for your wedding. We thought you were the culinary expert for the big day. Yeah.
I took care of the DJ and the cake. Those are my
The cake. That was a big responsibility.
Yeah, the DJ and the cake.
Wow.
And then I got the final say on the cake, and then...
How about that?
The DJ cake and, what was the... Oh, the tuxes, but that wasn't that big of a deal.
Texas says the Strebel late today because he was interviewing for the Louisville basketball beat writer.
No.
Job at the Courier.
It's open, I heard. I'm not going to put in for that. Jack should.
Wait, didn't we do an entire... Jack, actually, yes.
I think Jack should.
I think you should.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should, Jack.
I'd be down for that.
I'm not that late. I'm earlier than I usually am on a random weekday.
Texas says, what is the significance of, if any, to the fact that UK football has played all their games except one at home? We will do a deep dive into something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that it is worth mentioning. It's only the second road game of the year.
Let's see here. 437-9680 Texas says, Mark Stoops was the first-time head coach. We all knew he had to learn on the job how to lead a program. It took him time. Satterfield has run a successful small school program before. No, I just don't think there's really any comparison. And Mark Stoops hit the ground running way better recruiting. I mean, his first class was 34.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he saved the class.
They had Jason Hatcher and Ryan Timmons were both like
high, 2014, he was 22. You know, he kind of hit the ground running. Again, we did shows on Mark Stoops not being the guy and being fired. I mean, that was I don't want to say it was the majority, but it was not an unpopular take to have that Mark Stoops was about a 7-6 coach, 7-5 coach, and that's all you were going to get from him, and you were going to get some, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, until I would say someone recently, they had some high-profile guys that were busts, okay?
Sure.
We know offensive coordinator and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I just found that interesting yesterday. Louisville fans were either mocking that or using that as a template, and I was just stunned that Louisville fans would ever compare them themselves
right.
to Kentucky fans.
I always thought they were better.
That's the thing that they have scoffed at probably more than anything is, hey, we're down right now, but don't be comparing our programs
to Kentucky, because they you're right.
Yeah, the joke of the SEC for decades.
Oh, the doormat. I mean, we've heard it all. Joke of the SEC, the doormat of the SEC. You know, Louisville did play in some big-time bowl games. I mean, that's always been one of my pet peeves with Louisville is their sense of importance in the landscape of college football. And they've always held that. They're very haughty with their self-importance in college football.
Right.
And now they're getting knocked down. Now when you're comparing, you're right. When you're comparing yourself
to Kentucky, I was like, wait a minute, you're Stoops.
You're kicking dirt on Stoops. Wait, keep Stoops forever. Never fire Stoops. I hope he's your coach forever. I mean, now those jokes have run a little thin. But, no, you're exactly right. It was the game. I don't know if you remember. It was the game against South Carolina, where they end up winning at home. But before that game, there was heavy talk about Stoops is gone because there were some rumors floating around.
Well, and he was
nothing.
Yeah.
He's whatever up to that point.
If he were not at Kentucky, he would still now not be the coach.
No, he would not.
Won four games last year and everyone said, it's fine.
Any other school outside of Vanderbilt in the SEC, he would have been fired. He would have been fired
probably,
already.
Probably,
yeah. I think that Vanderbilt's the only school that I think that he would have been able to hang on as long as he has at Kentucky. That's 100% true.
Texas says, Dribble, your wife's mother-in-law would be your mother.
Huh?
I guess that you said your wife's mother-in-law. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But my mother-in-law. No, I said my wife and my mother-in-law.
I don't remember anything. You were talking very fast. I don't remember anything. Texas says, it's $80 to $100 plus per plate, big boy. Was your wedding catered by KFC?
No,
you knew that was coming down.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Like I said, I had no idea how much it cost. I just showed up and ate the food. It was great.
Not reading that one. It's right on the edge.
Oh, okay.
Texas says, can you guys play the You Ain't Got No Stones Stoop sound? Jack, look it up. We got to find it. Now I need to hear it. Texas says, fair question. Is Strebel's sister taking a date? It's a great question.
I don't think so. I think she's going single, and she's, you know, I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it other than we had dinner at my parents' house on Sunday, and she was there. And she's talking about how busy she was going to be this week on wedding preparations and all that stuff. So, you know, I didn't get –
Are they going like a girls' night out or what?
I'm sure the night before the wedding they'll probably go out. And then I'm sure she'll go out after the wedding
reception.
What's
more salacious, a guy's night out before a wedding or a girl's night out before a wedding?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because I think people would side with guys, but I don't know if that's the case.
You know, I don't know. The night before my wedding, we drank
15 Busch Lights.
No, we had a really good time. We went out and ate with the groomsmen, and then we went back to the hotel bar.
Right.
We were up to like 3 a.m. I mean, before the wedding. I would say, because I talked to my wife the next day, and she said they were in bed by like 11.
There you go.
Our night out was much more.
Texas says
exciting.
Special season, not a special program.
Well, it's be a second special season.
Texas says boring. Barnhart does have vision. Definitely boring, but patient.
Stoops, you suck!
shows about it. Stoops being fired.
Mediocre, seven wins at the ceiling.
I can't do 3 years of this with Satterfield. Jack,
you might have to.
Jack, you have to take the show over. I can't. I physically can't do it.
The take with Jack Gross.
I just can't do it, man.
I think you will. I think you're right, though. I think unless he totally tanks at 4 wins or 3 wins, he's going to be the coach next year and then possibly – you know, further on, because I think next year they'll be better than they are this year. I don't know why, but I do.
Texas says, if it were not for blank, would you guys ever have a show? You know, I love that when people say that. I'm like, we don't only play sound. Like, I did like a 17-minute open. Then Strebel arrived, and we talked about, will his sister have a date to a wedding? We talked about wedding meals.
Yeah.
I mean, we just played one piece of sound, and that Stoop sound is like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was 2017. That's what that's from, when they lost the Music City Bowl.
And even yesterday, we had, what, 2 pages of sound or whatever? We didn't really play that much sound. We played Jack's medley, which was actually mostly Ennis, very little Blankenbaker. And then we played Nick Curran's sound yesterday. We didn't play this ton. Like, they act like you said. Like, if it wasn't for Blankenbaker, all we do is just play Blankenbaker and rummage sound. That's not true.
Texas says, Strebel, have your sister bring Jackie Poo as her plus one.
Well, they haven't met yet.
You need to know how funny this is. You were talking about your sister.
Yeah.
And completely unrelated to this, because he's not listening.
Yeah.
Cooper Hassan texted me. And it was so weird. I looked down, I go, you got to be kidding me.
How fortuitous.
Something's happening here.
Yeah. The radar went up.
Texas says, LMAO, does Round Daddy really believe his wife was in bed at 11:30 the night before the wedding?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. Yeah. I didn't say in bed. They were back at home.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
why that's tearing me up.
Yeah, I do.
The guy's looking down.
Just because
at you.
That your wife or significant other sneaks around on you, sir or madam, whoever texted, doesn't mean that mine does. Maybe you have insecurity issues about sneaky, sneaky from significant
sneaky,
other.
Sneaky, sneaky.
I do not. So
a little sneaky, sneaky.
Put that in your
sneaky,
pipe and smoke
sneaky
it.
On a Tuesday.
I don't get nervous about a little sneaky, sneaky.
Little
apparently
sneak,
this
sneak.
Person.
Just
because your wife went out before the wedding and went to the Thunder from Down Under Mail Review show doesn't mean my wife did. How about that, big boy?
Yeah, go to break. Just go to break. Just go to break. Go to break. More after this. Go.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the best news of the week? I mean, it sounds like the numbers are going down, but for your mind, what gives you, some positivity and some hope?
And James Strebel.
You know, that's a leading question. The best news of the week was the most amazing comeback I've ever seen in the NFL last night. You know, that saved the weekend.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So yeah, besides Lamar.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We got you to 6 o'clock. It's The Take. A couple different reminders coming up tomorrow night. Lou City back in action on the road in Memphis. Memphis 901 FC. That game begins 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff there in Memphis. You can catch that game right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville. Coming up tonight, game 4, Giants-Dodgers. You going Dodgers there to even the series, Jackie boy? Yes? You think they ended the Giants?
I think the Giants ended.
All right, well, there we go. So we shall see. We'll have that 8:30. That's going to be over on 93.9 The Ville. Okay, so we have a couple different things here. Matt Fortuna going to join us. We'll talk some college football. He wrote about Kentucky and Will Levis from over the weekend. He's written about Kentucky a couple different times this season already, so we'll talk with him here momentarily. I want to get to something. It's like Jackie Boy was reading my mind with the Lamar Jackson conversation.
Oh.
I want to get to that, but before I do, have you seen the latest on your boy
a Dambona.
I did. I was alerted to it. One pick, Cassidy.
Our guy, Rob Cassidy. So hang on. Rob Cassidy of Rivals.com.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Has logged a prediction, mm-hmm. a crystal ball, that Bona is going to UCLA. Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's fine.
That's fine. I can't stop smiling right now.
Yeah. That's fine. Rob Cassidy can log all day and all night.
He's logging. He's a logging man.
He's free to log. It's a free country. He's free to log on the internet. All he wants to. I just know that Kentucky feels really good about a Dembona. And Chris Livingston look like they're having a pretty darn good time in Lexington.
So you've been on Cats Illustrated a lot.
I have.
So when you see this, though, you got to be a little worried because you've been living in La La Land, saying how great the visit was and everything else. And now, boom, Cassidy slaps you in the face with, how about this? And doesn't he still have a visit coming up?
He hasn't even visited UCLA. I don't know what Rob Cassidy's doing.
So he's jumping the gun. I think he's predicting the future.
I think he's jumping the gun.
I think he's an oracle.
I think he's getting text from Mick Cronin's brother.
Dan Cronin.
I think he's getting some Dan Cronin text. Like, hey, this is Mick Cronin's brother. He must know something.
Jack, are you following Dan Cronin on Twitter? Have we talked about this? You are you not? All right.
Okay,
boy, Jack must not. He must be ill.
Oh, no. I was looking for a certain drop.
Oh.
I was like, for him not to be on the microphone.
At this moment, I know.
even to answer the question, are you following Dan Cronin on Twitter?
The
Dan Cronin on Twitter.
I think I did at one point, but I do not believe I do anymore.
Dropped that follow pretty quick, didn't you?
Yeah.
You quit following OAN, and then it made you unfollow other people. Speaking of, John Yarmouth retiring.
I saw that.
How about that?
I saw the report from Lachlan McClain.
Oh, did you see me get locked today?
I did see that. He didn't answer.
No, I got locked today.
Very
big time.
Quiet, yeah.
I put something up there about some state rep, and I was like, that's a state senator. It's a difference.
Yeah,
it's all about accuracy.
You got to know.
If you're
going to
be a newsman, you got to be accurate.
No.
When John Bol goes on the air, he's not accurate. He's accurate.
He's John Bleeping Bol.
He's John Bol.
Yeah, he's an investigative journalist.
Does Kent Taylor get on and give the wrong score to the Louisville game? I don't think so.
No. What about Kent Spencer? Does he go on touchdown Friday nights and say next loss when they really won?
Kent Spencer can only talk about Kentucky.
That's true. I forgot.
That's all he can do.
The Kentucky cabal.
So Dembona's not going to Kentucky. So there's that.
Well, according to Rob Cassidy. So we'll see.
You gotta be nervous. Plus he's not even top 30.
He's a five star. He's a five star.
He's a four star in some services.
Well, okay.
It fluctuates.
Yeah. Well,
there's a little fluctuation.
I just want Cal to get
a little fluctuation.
A good big man.
Okay. It's not happening.
It's not over yet.
We'll see.
Just because Rob
Cassidy said it's over. It feels like it's over.
It's just starting.
It feels like it's over.
Just push the gas.
Not going to read that one.
No.
Texas says UCLA is the greatest program in history. The needle, the gold standard. Who wouldn't want to go there?
I mean, for decades, nobody. I mean, for a long period of time, you had your little Steve Lavin.
Is it 1975 still?
You had your Steve Lavin had a little bit of success there. Ben Howland had a little bit of success there. And, you know, Mick Cronin's doing an okay job. I mean, he's doing all right. He's in the Final Four last year, so maybe they're building. But this gold standard, I think they've been the gold standard forever. Get out of here with that.
Well, they made the Final Four last year.
They did.
They nearly made the title game.
Yeah, the first time since, Ben Howland?
Secured.
Over a decade ago.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Give me the secured.
Yeah, there it is.
Secured.
I can't wait till they get more guys and then I just write. I mean, oof.
Texas says Treble sister's rolling into that wedding solo looking for her own Vince Vaughn.
Secured.
Wedding Crashers there. Yeah, I don't think she's looking for that. I don't know. It's a wedding. Things happen. I get it. I'm not going to be there, so I don't care.
Well, you weren't invited.
I wasn't, exactly.
Yeah, you weren't invited.
I don't care. I was not invited. But again, did she want, like, this girl's young. Does she want families there, like a big bunch of like kids and stuff? I don't know.
Texas says Treble's sister's too young for Coop.
Yeah, probably about 20 years at least.
Oh, at least. Yeah. She didn't have enough kids.
Maybe 25 years.
Right.
Something
she
like that.
She has zero kids, so that's another.
Well, that's also, it's going to eliminate her from the conversation.
Yeah.
It really is. 437-9680. All right, I want to read your text. We can keep going. Kentucky, Matt Fortuna going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. Liam Cohen in the 5 o'clock hour, his press conference. We will try to bring that to you live. If it sucks, we'll dump out of that.
Sure, yeah.
So we're trying something. I'm trying to treat this like it's a big game for Strebel. This is Strebel's week.
Thank you.
So I want to get to something, but just quickly. And you played that rejoin, Jack, like you knew what I was going to talk about.
Oh, here
Listen,
we go.
I it has to be said on the air, and I have to be the one that says it, and I'll be the bad guy.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm willing. You're nervous right now. You look nervous.
I'm not nervous because I think I'm going to agree with you on large parts of this.
Well, Lamar Jackson last night was special.
Again.
Lamar Jackson was an alien. Lamar Jackson has, I would imagine, high school, college, and pro now. Nobody has carried their team like this guy.
Yeah.
I want to be clear with that. There's not, like, it's not that he's good. It's that if he went down, I don't know if they could get a first down.
They're done.
Okay, now everyone's done. If their quarterback goes down, even if it's Daniel Jones, you're done.
Right.
If it's Russell Wilson, in comes Geno Smith, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you did not realize Geno Smith was still in the league until
No one did.
It's a great point.
It was like, what?
So this is not about the specialness of Lamar. Mm-hmm. That is obvious.
He's great.
If you are one that wants to, and I think this is the crux, and Biscuit talked a little bit about this, but he also was doing the thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen, and I mean this, for people here, okay?
Yeah.
Jack, if you do this, I mean you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I might have to start just muting everyone during these damn Ravens games. It has become a cesspool where you guys don't enjoy, many of you don't enjoy him being special. You're still fighting some ghost out there that someone's talking bleep about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And it's like, stop. And I can't, and I'm going on full mute. Do you understand that? I'm muting Lamar Jackson. I'm muting
Ravens.
Ravens, because I'm like, guys, the story here isn't that years ago someone referred to him as a running back.
Bill Polian.
That this guy is special. And it's like they're living, I don't know, it's like this. If I won the lottery, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what most jackasses think anyway.
Right, yeah.
If I won the lottery and I won $100 million, you know what I wouldn't care about? What some jackass
on
who
Twitter.
Has go cards, go fishing, love the Lord, is calling me an a-hole.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I have $100 million.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't care.
Right.
And that's how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, and we marked it. We marked this for the mixtape I did.
Yeah.
It was at the end of the show today. Biscuit goes, the battle is won. The battle is won.
What battle?
Well, over Lamar Jackson. The battle
it's
is
been won.
For
8 years.
Well, no. That's my point. But now it's to the point
MVP.
To where. But now it's to the point to where, to me, I think last night I hit the edge. Like last
you went
night,
over the edge.
Last night was my breaking point. I want to be clear. Other people have had theirs. Some people will never have theirs.
Right.
And that's fine, and some people don't care. But it's my breaking point. Like, Crumbs, you're done. Dennis, you're done. State of Louisville, you're done.
Yeah.
Blank, done.
Yeah.
I just, all of you are done. I got a mute. He's great.
Leave it alone. Just be like, wow, that's an awesome play.
I am to the point that I don't even know who... What reputable person is talking bleep? But I'm like, if it's someone on Twitter, that's all they do.
That's Twitter people.
That's all social media is. I don't even know. Jack, do you know? Is there anyone right now leading any charge against Lamar Jackson?
Not that I know of.
Well, not that I know of either.
Everyone kisses his But I mean, well,
because when people react, what are they? That's what I'm asking. What are they reacting to? I am not seeing the same thing that anyone else is seeing. I am seeing nothing but praise on Lamar Jackson, who had high school, college, we know college firsthand, and the pros is like single-handedly
winning games
for teams. Like Louisville, even we can laugh at them being what they did, you know, 8 games, whatever, with Lamar Jackson. If they didn't have him,
they win 5 or 6.
Do I need to tell you?
They get Puma pants.
Do
earlier.
I need to? That's why when they lose to Virginia, I'm like, yeah, they lost to Virginia. Well, you know what? They used to beat Virginia by 7 when they had the alien right now who's carving up.
NFL defenses they're nothing.
I swear to you. You know when I nearly died this morning? Died.
You almost died?
No, I almost died. I almost died.
Why?
I almost perished.
Okay.
You understand my heart stopped. You guys need to understand where I was today.
Your wife almost had to call the coroner.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. I don't know. Does she? I don't think she calls the coroner there. I think you call
the ambulance and they call the coroner.
And then they call the coroner. Anyway,
she had to call someone.
ESPN stats and info.
Is this State of Louisville tweet?
No, it's not.
Okay, because I saw one. Okay.
That Lamar Jackson is – well, look up State of Louisville because
I remember it. It's the first tweet I saw this morning. I remember
it. It's burned in your brain.
It's the first tweet. I rolled over in bed as my alarm went off and I looked at it. It's burned in my brain.
Lamar Jackson is the first player in NFL history with 400 passing yards and 85% completion percentage in a game. Jackson accounted for 499 of the Ravens' 523 yards of offense Monday night.
Uh-oh. Jackie's grimacing. Like, he's rubbing his eyes.
Eric Crawford.
No! Not EC! He's a journalist. No.
Not bad for a running back.
Not Crawford! No! That beats the tweet I was getting ready to bring
just,
up.
And it's
that,
done?
That's it. It's over.
I can't win.
No.
I can't win the fight. I'm giving you 99.9% of football people that love this man.
They worship him.
I'm begging you guys. I'm begging you guys.
Like a beggar.
I am giving you. I am.
Like a poor street urchin.
I am giving you every single analyst on every network. I'm giving you all of this. And it's, well, not bad for. I'm like, oh my God.
Stop.
I realized. I realized I can't win.
You can't. Well,
I realized that I've lost.
The first tweet I saw this morning was State of Louisville, and they had retweeted, I think it's an ESPN similar to that, but it was like he's 7th in the league in rushing. He's like 4th or 5th or 6th, something like that, in total passing yards. So State of Louisville retweeted it, and this was the year they were going to figure him out. Like, who said that?
Well, Jeremy Fowler had a report that an anonymous NFL exec.
Oh, anonymous.
NFL exec. Every player in the league, but Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, who else in the league is like, there's some NFL exec that wants to, like.
Tom Brady. You don't say bad about
Brady,
Tom Brady.
That wants to bleep on somebody.
Right.
Every player in the, and it's just.
Except for those three guys.
I'm giving you 99.9999%
right.
that are like, he might be the MVP. He's an alien.
Yeah.
He's badass. They love Lamar. I'm giving you, and none of it matters. The only thing that matters is 0.00001%. That's it.
That's it. And
that's
they won't leave
or
alone.
Who was it? Or Bill Polian 5 years ago or whatever the hell it was. Who cares? Bill Polian? Bill Polian?
Does his opinion matter? He's not on anything anymore.
Oh, man.
Well,
He almost sent me to the grave.
That was the
he
one.
He did. I expect it from State of Louisville.
Sure.
We expect it.
We expect it from Rummage and State of Louisville
and Blank and Baker, and that crew. I know what's happening.
I get it. They love Lamb.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm done with it, but EC killed me.
Yeah, yeah.
He stabbed me in the gut.
He did.
In the gut. It's a substantial gut.
It's the guttiest show that we have.
Yes, he did. Oh, you had to, we'll have to bring this up to Bozich on Thursday and be like, what's your guy doing?
What's Crawford doing? What do I do? And I've lost the war. And I realize that I can't win the war.
Biscuit told you he won the battle today.
And so now I just got to get out.
Yeah,
I just got to move on.
Yeah, I just got to move on. Cut your losses.
I got to cut my losses. Yeah. And I might Google fiber. I'm done tearing up the streets in the East End of Louisville.
I'm leaving.
Diener, sorry about that. And Diener had to erase a tweet last night.
A tweet?
Or a text. Or a Facebook post. Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they were down early? And Lamar Jackson wasn't playing very well? Is that why? And then the second half he like, turned it on was amazing? Is that why?
Diener put on Facebook, Lamar just isn't that good. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, no, Diener. Oh, my God. I'm surprised. That's even more stunning than the Eric Crawford tweet.
And you know what I told Diener? I go, they're going to win the game. They're down 16. I'm like, they're going to win the game.
And they did.
And they won the game. And the Ravens are the best at that, are they not?
Coming back. Yeah.
Them and the Chiefs, they're the two best at it, I feel like, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because once Lamar Jackson turns it on, there's no way to stop it. But I can't.
Which is weird because for a number of years, that was the way they couldn't win, by coming from behind. Like, that was the thing that people thought that they couldn't do, and now they're doing it every week.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm surprised Blankenbaker did a show with Diener today. I'm surprised he talked to him with a Facebook post like that. How dare he?
Listen, I'm with you.
I mean, when you talk about St. Lamar like that, you're going to get excommunicated from the Louisville church.
By the way, Jeff Goodman, not Gordon, Jeff Goodman.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Texas today. Look at that.
Oh, is
Number
he?
Number two
oh,
team in the country.
Surprise, surprise. He's trying to – he's done with Bill Self. He's got to move on to somebody else.
No, he's just hanging out with top ten teams.
No, that's it.
Okay. Number two in the country. What's Kansas? Number six or seven, Jack? Something like that in the country?
Somewhere around there.
For no reason. It's because every year Kansas –
For no reason?
Kansas is not going to be that – I mean, Kansas got Bobby Pettiford maybe being the starting point guard. They're not going to be that. Kansas gets his fake love every year.
They got the Remy – what's his name? Remy Martin.
Remy Martin from Arizona State.
Yeah.
Absolute baller.
Okay. All right. He's good.
Are you poo-pooing Remy Martin
right now? Kansas. Okay. I'm not poo-pooing Remy Martin. He is very good. I'm poo-pooing Kansas.
I'm about to say, poo-poo Remy Martin.
No, he's really good.
What to Bobby Pettiford.
Yeah.
But poor Bobby Pettiford's taking stray shrapnel in Louisville for no reason.
Yeah, it's in Lawrence.
He's 9 hours away in Lawrence, Kansas, taking shrapnel.
I remember Louisville fans dismissing him like he sucks anyway. Get him out of here when he decided to decommit. So, after praising him when he was committed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the future. He's Peyton Steve 2.0.
Look at you, boy. You're on it right now.
Yeah.
You're just sitting back, just spouting off. I mean, did anyone say he's Peyton Siva 2.0?
The Louisville fans acting like he was great.
I don't remember them calling Siva 2.0.
Yes, I made that part up, but it was the collective thought around the fan base that he was going to be great.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Big game coming up this weekend. We'll talk about it. Matt Fortuna from The Athletic joins us next. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What's the best news of the week? I mean, it sounds like the numbers are going down, but for your mind, what gives you some positivity and some hope?
And James Strebel.
You know, that's a leading question. The best news of the week was the most amazing comeback I've ever seen in the NFL last night. You know, that saved the weekend.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, yeah, besides Lamar.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We got you to 6 o'clock. It's The Take. Couple different reminders coming up tomorrow night. Lou City back in action on the road in Memphis. Memphis 901 FC. That game begins 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff there in Memphis. You can catch that game right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville. Coming up tonight, game 4, Giants-Dodgers. You going Dodgers there to even the series, Jackie boy? Yes?
No, I
You think they ended the Giants?
I think the Giants ended.
All right, well, there we go. So we shall see. We'll have that 8:30. That's going to be over on 93.9 The Ville. Okay, so we have a couple different things here. Matt Fortuna going to join us. We'll talk some college football. He wrote about Kentucky and Will Levis from over the weekend. He's written about Kentucky a couple different times this season already, so we'll talk with him here momentarily. I want to get to something. It's like Jackie Boy was reading my mind with the Lamar Jackson conversation.
Oh.
I want to get to that, but before I do, have you seen the latest on your boy Adembona?
I did. I was alerted to it. One pick, Cassidy.
Our guy, Rob Cassidy.
Rob Cassidy.
So hang on. Rob Cassidy of Rivals.com has logged a prediction, a crystal ball, that Bona is going to UCLA. Okay?
Fair enough. That's fine.
I just, that's fine. I can't stop smiling right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Rob Cassidy can log all day and all night.
He's logging. He's a logging man. He's free to log.
He's free to log. It's a free country. He's free to log on the internet. All he wants to. I just know that Kentucky feels really good about Adembona. And he and Chris Livingston look like they're having a pretty darn good time
in
Lexington.
You've been on Cats Illustrated
a lot. I have.
So when you see this, though, you got to be a little worried because you've been living in La La Land, saying how great the visit was and everything else, and now boom, Cassidy slaps you in the face with how about this? And doesn't he still have a visit coming up?
He hasn't even visited UCLA yet, so I don't know what Rob Cassidy's doing.
So he's jumping the gun. I think he's predicting the future.
I think he's jumping the gun.
I think he's an oracle.
Oh, I think he's getting. I think he's getting texts from Mick Cronin's brother.
Dan Cronin.
I think he's getting some Dan Cronin text. Like, hey, this is Mick Cronin's brother. He must know something.
Jack, are you following Dan Cronin on Twitter? Have we talked about this? You are. Are you not? All right.
Okay,
boy, Jack must just, not. Yeah, he must be ill.
Oh, no. I was looking for a certain drop.
Oh.
I was like, for him not to be on the microphone.
At this moment, I know.
even to answer the question, are you following Dan Cronin on Twitter?
The
Dan Cronin on Twitter.
I think I did at one point, but I do not believe I do anymore.
Dropped that follow pretty quick, didn't you?
Yeah.
You quit following OAN, and then it made you unfollow other people.
Oh.
Speaking of, John Yarmouth retiring.
I saw that.
How about that?
I saw the report from Lachlan McClain.
Oh, did you see me get locked today?
I did see that. He didn't answer.
No, I got locked today.
Very
big
quiet,
time.
Yeah.
I put something up there about some state rep, and I was like, that's a state senator. It's a difference.
Yeah,
it's all about accuracy.
You got to know
if you're
going to
be a newsman, you got to be accurate.
No.
When John Bull goes on the air, he's not accurate. He's accurate.
He's accurate. He's John Bleeping Bull.
He's John Bull.
Yeah, he's an investigative journalist.
Does Kent Taylor get on and give the wrong score to the Louisville game? I don't think so.
No. What about Kent Spencer? Did he go on a touchdown Friday night to say St. X lost when they really won?
Kent Spencer can only talk about Kentucky.
That's true. I forgot.
That's all he can do.
The Kentucky cabal.
So Adembona's not going to Kentucky. So there's that.
Well, according to Rob Cassidy. So we'll see.
You gotta be nervous. Plus he's not even top 30.
He's a five star.
He's
a five star.
He's a four star in some services.
Well, okay.
It fluctuates.
Yeah. Well,
there's a little fluctuation.
I just want Cal to get
a little fluctuation.
A good big man.
Okay, well, it's not happening.
It's not over yet.
We'll see.
Just because Rob
Cassidy feels like it's over. It feels like it's over.
It's just starting. It
feels like it's over.
Just push the gas.
Not going to read that one.
No.
Texas says UCLA is the greatest program in history. The needle, the gold standard. Who wouldn't want to go there?
I mean, for decades, nobody. I mean, you had for a long period of time. You had your little Steve Lavin.
Is it 1975 still?
You had your Steve Lavin had a little bit of success there. Ben Howland had a little bit of success there. And, you know, Mick Cronin's doing an okay job. I mean, he's doing all right. He's in the Final Four last year, so maybe they're building. But this gold standard, so they've been the gold standard forever. Get out of here with that.
Well, they made the Final Four last year.
They did.
They nearly made the title game.
Yeah, the first time since, what, Ben Howland?
Secured.
Over a decade ago.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Give me the secured.
Yeah, there it is.
Secured.
I can't wait till they get more guys, and then I'll just write. I mean, oof.
Texas says Strebel's sister's rolling into that wedding solo looking for her own Vince Vaughn.
Secured.
So, wedding crashers. I don't think she's looking for that. I don't know. It's a wedding. Things happen. I get it. I'm not going to be there, so I don't care.
where you weren't invited.
I wasn't, exactly.
Yeah, you weren't invited.
I don't care. I was not invited. But again, did she want, like, this girl's young. Does she want families there, like a big bunch of like kids and stuff? I don't know.
Texas says, Dribble's sister's too young for Coop. Yeah, probably about 20 years at least.
Oh, at least. Yeah. She didn't have enough kids.
Maybe 25 years.
Right.
Yeah, something
she
like that.
She has zero kids, so that's another.
Well, that's also, it's going to eliminate her from the conversation.
Yeah.
It really is. 437-9680. All right, I want to read your text. We can keep going. Kentucky, Matt Fortuna going to join us coming up at 4 o'clock. Liam Cohen in the 5 o'clock hour, his press conference. We will try to bring that to you live. If it sucks, we'll dump out of that.
Sure, yeah.
So we're trying something. I'm trying to treat this like it's a big game for Strebel. This is Strebel's week.
Thank you.
So I want to get to something, but just quickly. And you played that rejoin, Jack, like you knew what I was going to talk about.
Oh, here
listen,
we go.
Listen, it has to be said on the air, and I have to be the one that says it, and I'll be the bad guy.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm willing. You're nervous right now. You look nervous.
I'm not nervous because I think I'm going to agree with you on large parts of this.
Well, Lamar Jackson last night was special.
Again.
Lamar Jackson was an alien. Lamar Jackson has, I would imagine, high school, college, and pro now. Nobody has carried their team like this guy.
Yeah.
I want to be clear with that. There's not, like, it's not that he's good. It's that if he went down, I don't know if they could get a first down.
They're done.
Okay, now everyone's done. If their quarterback goes down, even if it's Daniel Jones, you're done.
Right.
If it's Russell Wilson, in comes Geno Smith, you're done.
You're done, yeah.
Okay?
Well, you did not realize Geno Smith was still in the league until
until Sunday night.
Point.
It was like, what?
So this is not about the specialness of Lamar. Mm-hmm. That is obvious.
He's great.
If you are one that wants to, and I think this is the crux, and Biscuit talked a little bit about this, but he also was doing the thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen, and I mean this for people here, okay?
Yeah.
Jack, if you do this, I mean you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I might have to start just muting everyone during these damn Ravens games. It has become a cesspool where you guys don't enjoy, many of you don't enjoy him being special. You're still fighting some ghost out there that someone's talking bleep about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And it's like, stop. And I can't, and I'm going on full mute. Do you understand that?
Oh,
I'm muting Lamar. I'm muting Lamar Jackson. I'm muting
Ravens.
Ravens, because I'm like, guys, the story here isn't that years ago someone referred to him as a running back.
Bill Polian.
That this
years
guy
ago.
Is special. And it's like they're living, I don't know, it's like this. If I won the lottery, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what most jackasses think anyway.
Right, yeah.
But if I won the lottery and I won $100 million, you know what I wouldn't care about? What some jackass
on
who
Twitter.
Has go cards, go fishing, love the Lord is calling me an a-hole.
Right.
You're I don't
done.
Care.
Yeah.
I have $100 million.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't care.
Right.
And that's how I feel about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, and we marked it. We marked this for the mixtape I did.
Yeah.
It was at the end of the show today. Biscuit goes, the battle is won. The battle is won.
Battle?
Well, over Lamar Jackson. The battle
it's
is
been won.
Won
for 8 years.
Well, no, that's my point. But now it's to the point
MVP.
To where. But now it's to the point to where. To me, I think last night I hit the edge. Like last
you went
night,
over the edge.
Last night was my breaking point. I want to be clear. Other people have had theirs. Some people will never have theirs.
Right.
And that's fine, and some people don't care. But it's my breaking point. Like, Crumbs, you're done. Dennis, you're done. State of Louisville, you're done.
Yeah.
Blank, done.
Yeah.
I just, all of you are done. I got a mute. He's great.
Leave it alone. Just be like, wow, that's an awesome play.
I am to the point that I don't even know who... What reputable person is talking bleep? But I'm like, I'm like, if it's someone on Twitter, that's all they do.
That's Twitter people.
That's all social media is. I don't even know. Jack, do you know? Is there anyone right now leading any charge against Lamar Jackson?
Not that I know of.
Well, not that I know,
not that
of,
I know
either.
Of either. Everyone kisses his butt.
Because when people react, what are they? That's what I'm asking. What are they reacting to? I am not seeing the same thing than anyone else is seeing. I am seeing nothing but praise on Lamar Jackson, who had high school, college, we know college firsthand, and the pros is like single-handedly
winning games
for teams. Like Louisville, even we can laugh at them being what they did, you know, 8 games, whatever, with Lamar Jackson. If they didn't have him,
they win 5 or 6.
Do I need to tell you?
Get Puma pants.
Do
earlier.
I need to? That's why when they lose to Virginia, I'm like, yeah, they lost to Virginia. Well, you know what? They used to beat Virginia by 7 when they had the alien right now who's carving up.
NFL defenses like they're nothing.
I swear to you. You know when I nearly died this morning? Died.
You almost died?
No, I almost died. I almost died.
Why?
I almost perished.
Okay.
You understand my heart stopped. You guys need to understand where I was today.
Your wife almost had to call the coroner.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes. I don't know. Does she? I don't think she calls the coroner there.
Know.
I think you call
the ambulance and they call
and then they call the coroner. Anyway,
she had to call someone.
ESPN Stats and Info.
Is this State of Louisville tweet?
No, it's not.
Okay, because I saw one. Okay.
That Lamar Jackson is. Well, look up State of Louisville because I remember it.
It's the first tweet I saw this morning.
It's burned in your brain.
It's the first tweet. I rolled over in bed as my alarm went off and I looked at it. It's burned in my brain.
Lamar Jackson is the first player in NFL history with 400 passing yards and 85% completion percentage in a game. Jackson accounted for 499 of the Ravens' 523 yards of offense Monday night.
Uh-oh. Jackie's grimacing. Like, he's rubbing his eyes.
Eric Crawford.
No! Not EC! He's a journalist. No.
Not bad for a running back.
Not Crawford! No! Well, that beats the tweet I was getting ready to bring up.
And it's
done? That's it. It's over.
I can't win.
No.
I can't win the fight. I'm giving you 99.9% of football people that love this man.
They worship him.
I'm begging you guys. I'm begging you guys.
Like a beggar.
I am giving you. I am.
Like a poor street urchin.
I am giving you every single analyst on every network. I'm giving you all of this. And it's, well, not bad for. I'm like, oh my God.
Stop.
I realized. I realized I can't win.
You can't. Well, the first,
I realized that I've lost.
The first tweet I saw this morning was State of Louisville, and they had retweeted, I think it's an ESPN similar to that, but it was like he's 7th in the league in rushing. He's like 4th or 5th or 6th, something like that, in total passing yards. So State of Louisville retweeted it, and this was the year they were going to figure him out. Like, who said that?
Well, Jeremy Fowler had a report that an anonymous NFL exec.
Oh, anonymous.
NFL exec. Every player in the league, but Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Donald, who else in the league is like, there's some NFL exec that wants to, like.
Tom Brady.
Bleep on somebody.
Right.
Every player in the NFL.
Except for those three guys.
I'm giving you 99.9999%
right.
That are like, he might be the MVP. He's an alien.
Yeah.
He's badass. They love Lamar. I'm giving you, and none of it matters. The only thing that matters is 0.00001%. That's it.
That's it.
They
won't leave
or
it alone.
Who was it? Or Bill Polian 5 years ago or whatever the hell it was. Who cares? Bill Polian? Bill Polian?
Does his opinion matter? He's not on anything anymore.
Oh, man.
Well,
He almost sent me to the grave.
That was the
one. He did. I expect it from State of Louisville.
Sure.
We expect it.
We expect it from Rummage and State of Louisville
and Blank and Baker and that crew. I know what's happening.
I get it.
I don't like Lamb. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm done with it, but EC killed me.
Yeah, yeah.
He stabbed me in the gut.
He did.
In the gut. It's a substantial gut.
It's the guttiest show that we have.
Yes, he did. Oh, man. We'll have to bring this up to Bozich on Thursday and be like, what's your guy doing? What's Crawford
what
doing?
What do I do? And I've lost the war. And I realize that I can't win the war.
Biscuit told you he won the battle today.
And so now I just got to get out.
Yeah,
I just got to move on.
Yeah.
I just got to move on.
Cut your losses.
I got to cut my losses. Yeah. And I might Google Fiber. I'm done tearing up the streets in the East End of Louisville.
I'm leaving.
Diener, sorry about that. And Diener had to erase a tweet last night.
A tweet?
Or a text. Or a
Facebook
post.
Why? Because they were down early and Lamar Jackson wasn't playing very well? Is that why? And then in the second half he turned it on, was amazing. Is that why?
Diener put on Facebook, Lamar just isn't that good. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, no, Diener. Oh, my God. I'm surprised. That's more stunning than the Eric Crawford tweet.
And you know what I told Diener? I go, they're going to win the game. They're down 16. I'm like, they're going to win the game.
And they did.
And they won the game. And the Ravens are the best at that, are they not?
Coming back. Yeah.
Them and the Chiefs, they're the two best at it, I feel like, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because once Lamar Jackson turns it on, there's no way to stop it. But I can't.
Which is weird because for a number of years, that was the way they couldn't win, by coming from behind. Like, that was the thing that people thought that they couldn't do, and now they're doing it every week.
Yeah, I'm surprised Blankenbaker did a show with Diener today. I'm surprised he talked to him with a Facebook post like that. How dare he?
Listen, I'm with you.
I mean, when you talk about St. Lamar like that, you're going to get excommunicated from the Louisville church.
By the way, Jeff Goodman, not Gordon, Jeff Goodman.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Texas today. Look at that.
Oh, is
number
he?
Two team
oh,
in the country.
Surprise, surprise. He's trying to he's done with Bill Self. He's got to move on to somebody else.
No, he's just hanging out with top 10 teams.
No.
That's it. Okay. Number 2 in the country. What's Kansas? Number 6 or 7, Jack? Something like that in the country.
For no reason. It's cuz every year Kansas.
For no reason.
Kansas is not going to be that. I mean, Kansas got Bobby Pettiford maybe being the starting point guard. They're not going to be that. Kansas gets
year. They got the Remy what's his name? Remy Martin.
Remy
right?
Martin from Arizona State.
Yeah.
Absolute baller.
Okay. All right. He's good.
Are you poo-pooing Remy Martin right now?
No, I'm poo-pooing Kansas. Okay. I'm not poo-pooing Remy Martin. He is very good. I'm poo-pooing Kansas.
I'm about to say, don't poo-poo Remy Martin.
No, he's really good.
He went to Bobby Pettiford.
Yeah.
Poor Bobby Pettiford's taking stray shrapnel in Louisville
Lawrence,
for no reason.
Yeah, it's in Lawrence.
He's 9 hours away in Lawrence, Kansas, taking shrapnel.
I remember Louisville fans dismissing him like he sucks anyway. Get him out of here when he decided to decommit.
He was committed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the future. He's Peyton Steve 2.0.
Look at you, boy. You're on it right now.
Yeah.
You're just sitting back, just spouting off. I mean, did anyone say he's Peyton Siva 2.0?
The Louisville fans acted like he was great.
I don't remember them calling Siva 2.0.
Yes, I made that part up, but it was the collective thought around the fan base that he was going to be great.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. Big game coming up this weekend. We'll talk about it. Matt Fortuna from The Athletic joins us next. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday.